If you want to go green, you first need to be conscious. So welcome to Conscious Lifestyles with Ginger Leilani Chapin.
Hi there. Welcome to the show today. I have a really important and special show with Kevin Chase. He is the director of operations of the Beagle Freedom Project. A lot of people don't know that beagles, one of the most docile, beautiful dogs, are used quite a bit in horrific experiments that are called, I guess they call them laboratory scientific experiments, but there's nothing scientific about them, and they need to be stopped. So welcome, Kevin, from the Beagle Freedom Project. Everyone can find you on beaglefreedomproject.org. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show.
I have a question. Why beagles? Why do they pick beagles so often to be used in these chemical experiments, et cetera?
Well, they're not going to use pit bulls or Rottweilers. They use beagles because, and this is their direct quote, because they're gentle and people-pleasing.
Mm.
You know, the beagle is that quintessential American dog. It's very friendly, easy to handle, has that perfect temperament. And in a laboratory setting, when you're making this poor dog endure and suffer so much, you're poking and prodding and slicing, in putting syringes in, they don't want to do that that's going to turn around and snap and bite them.
Mm.
They want to use the friendliest model, and so they use the beagle. And in the United States of America right now, in about 383 labs, there's roughly 65,000 dogs in those laboratories right now today, and 96% of those dogs are beagles.
Mm. That's incredible to me. You know, my husband grew up with a beagle, and a lot of people are beagle lovers. I mean, specifically beagle lovers, but a lot of people are animal lovers like me. You know, mm-hmm. Give me an animal, I'll love it, whether it be a bird, a dolphin, an elephant, or a dog. You know, I just love animals. I don't understand this whole concept, calling yourself scientific, but utilizing an innocent animal who does not apparently have the rights that people have right now, you know. But unfortunately, the conclusions, if I can even say it that way, that they come up with in these horrific scientific experiments that would make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, people who are listening, they are horrific. You've got to go on beaglefreedomproject.org. I saw a documentary and I saw some of the terrible things they were doing to beagles. You know, they were putting chemicals on their skin to see what the chemical would do. You know, but the problem here is that the conclusions they come up with are oftentimes false positives and false negatives. So experimenting on these animals makes no sense to begin with, right?
Yeah, Beagle Freedom Project definitely has a political policy agenda. And our agenda is we're opposed to animal testing, all animal testing, not just that which is done on beagles. And we're opposed to it for ethical reasons, that these dogs shouldn't have to endure this. And then we're also opposed to it for scientific reasons. We're a pro-science organization. We want there to be cures to diseases and colds and finding new technologies and medical devices. But simply put, we don't believe the animal model is the appropriate model. And the facts bear this out.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 7 hospital beds in this country right now is filled by somebody that's had an adverse reaction to a prescription drug. A prescription drug that was tested first safe on animals. And if you look at all the animal studies that are done, 91% of all the drugs that are tested safe on animals fail once they're tested in human clinical trials.
Wow.
That is a 91% failure rate. And of that 9% that does make it through human clinical trials and does make it onto the market, it puts 1 in 7 of us in a hospital bed because of the adverse reaction to the side effects. So to me, that's not a sustainable model. It's not a safe model. And really, it's not a humane or ethical model. We are torturing these poor dogs and these other animals for something that's simply not working. We promote modern medicine, modern techniques, alternatives to the antiquated animal model. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm a researcher and I want to figure out what causes feline leukemia, I'm not going to use an elephant. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at a feline. I'm going to look at a cat. And it should be the same thing with people.
Right. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that they are being tested on drugs that do come to market. Unfortunately, the FDA has been in collusion with the pharmaceutical industry probably from the very beginning. Unfortunately, that's not what they were originally incepted to be. But now they have become the pretty much the PR campaign managers for the pharmaceutical industry, and they've been reduced to that. So you cannot trust anything. And also, my research has shown me that many of these pharmaceutical industries companies do their own testing. They don't even have a third party who is not related to gaining any kind of monetary profit from the drug that they want to bring to market. Now they're actually doing their own testing, which is crazy.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical industry is a very powerful lobby. It's, what, a $300 billion a year industry, and they have, in Washington, D.C. alone, 1,200 lobbyists. That's two for every member of Congress, and that doesn't count the lobbyists they have in every state capital across the country. Mm. They're a formidable force, and there's a lot of vested interest in keeping this animal model alive. And while the FDA requires, because we could go with your perspective that they're in the pocket of the pharmaceutical lobby and the animal testing lobby, well, the FDA does require that drugs are tested on animals before they're tested on people. That leaves out a whole different part of the equation, that animals are still being used to test things like cosmetics, household products, toothpaste, conditioners, food sweeteners, and none of this is required by the FDA to be tested on animals, and yet some companies still do it, even though there are hundreds of alternatives to those tests, and there's hundreds of companies putting products onto the market that are safe for human use that were not tested on animals first. Mm-hmm. And so if one of your listeners wants to take immediate action in their life to help animals in laboratories, to help combat animal testing, the first thing they need to do is educate themselves and be a cruelty-free shopper, mm-hmm. cruelty-free consumer. So every time you go into a store and you buy a toothpaste or a laundry powder, you're voting with your dollars whether or not you think animal testing is okay or not.
Well, they don't know, and that's the thing, and that's why I have my show. A lot of people don't know that companies like Procter & Gamble and other companies out there are doing horrific testing on animals. Don't put your money there. You know, when you go to a Whole Foods, you don't see those mass-marketed companies being sold there, and the reason is because their stuff is toxic. The only reason a company decides to test on an animal is for legal reasons, so that if your baby dies after drinking some goop that you bought somewhere, they can turn around and say, oh, well, it was animal tested, you know, so, you know, we're held harmless. The reason why good organizations or better organizations like Mrs. Green's Natural Markets and other natural stores and Whole Foods included in that and Erewhon and all these great stores, the reason why they don't sell those mass marketed animal tested products is because they don't, that's not what they stand for. They don't stand for selling chemicals. They sell really good companies. BioClean is one of them. And there's so many out there. And when you go to these natural food markets, you see companies that are not advertised, you know, on the shelves, and they have not been tested on animals. In fact, they have a little rabbit that say, animal testing free or something, you know,
Not tested on animals, cruelty free.
Yeah. So you can buy cruelty-free everything. That's all available. And you're right. Vote with your dollars. But they don't know. People don't know when they buy Tide or they buy some other ridiculously marketed commercial product. They don't realize that that was tested on an animal. And they don't even realize that that product is very dangerous for them and for the environment. You know, I had this conversation recently with someone because we, you know, that's what I do. I talk with people for a living. So I had this conversation recently with someone and they were saying, you know, people don't know when they buy a dishwasher detergent or when they buy a clothes washing detergent, that detergent actually has very dangerous phosphates and other things that go into the environment. They go into the waterways. You have an option to buy something that is not producing chemicals that go into your into your drinking water. It ultimately comes back to you. Whatever you flush down, whatever goes down the drain, you know? So this animal testing doesn't make any sense from that standpoint. We do have
to
go.
It's not necessary either. Europe has banned cosmetic testing on animals. India has banned it on animals. Israel has. And now Australia is about to. The United States of America is not a leader in scientific innovation.
Okay, we got. Okay, hang on, Kevin. We got to go to a break. Hold that thought. This is Conscious Lifestyles. Hey there, welcome back to the show. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I am talking with the Beagle Freedom Project. Check them out, beaglefreedomproject.org. Kevin Chase is my guest today from this amazing organization. You need to know what you're buying, because when you buy something that's been tested on an animal, you're guaranteed to be buying a chemical that is dangerous for you and for the environment. I am a huge environmentalist, and of course, I'm a huge animal rights, animal reverence, animal respect advocate. So this is appropriate to have this conversation. People don't know, Kevin, and you brought up a great point before we had to go to a break. The USA is not a leader in scientific innovation, and amazing countries like Israel have now banned animal testing. Kudos to them. Talk about that.
Yeah, all of Europe, Israel, India, and soon to be Australia, have banned cosmetic testing on animals. So it won't be legal for U.S. companies, but I'm sure they'll find their loopholes, to sell their products in these countries anymore, in a whole continent of Europe.
That's
Maybelline,
amazing.
CoverGirl will not be able to sell their products because they were tested on animals.
Wow.
So a lot of U.S. makeup and cosmetic companies right now are in a bind because, well, there's a whole market of consumers in Europe that they're not going to be able to reach if they continue this antiquated process of making beagles eat tubes of lipstick. But then there's the whole continent of Asia, primarily China, which is requiring everything gets tested on animals first. So a lot of companies are making their bets that the future is in China,
Yeah. And
they don't care about the ethics of the market there and about the necessity of the testing on animals. They just want, their focus is the bottom line. And so that's why American consumers need to let American companies know that they're going to lose not only their European customer base, their Australian and Israeli and Indian customer base, but they'll lose their U.S. customer base, because although it is not illegal for them to do this in our country, we don't have to support them by buying their makeup and their products.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking to myself as I was preparing for this show, there are brand names that people don't understand are so dangerous. Now, women in particular, how many products do you put on your body just to get ready for the day? I think it's been discovered that it's more than 44 products an average woman slathers on her body the moment she gets out of bed, whether it be body lotion, shampoo. All of this stuff goes through your skin transdermally, not to mention what you're licking off your lips with your lipstick. A lot of lipsticks have lead in them. Yes, lead, the heavy metal. Yeah, that's dangerous stuff. And it's also been seen that they have mercury. So you've got to be careful. There are, as we mentioned earlier in the show, non-toxic, organic, even handmade, beautiful products. I love this one. Well, I get all my products. I have to primarily order them online, but now smaller companies are selling them at places like Whole Foods. You've still got to be careful. There are still some things they're sneaking in there, so you do have to know how to read labels. Cosmetics Without Synthetics is a wonderful online company that sells totally non-toxic, beautifully made, handmade, gorgeously made, without using toxins, without using animal testing. Everything from skincare to shampoo. Did you know, and I'm sure you know this, to my guest, Kevin, Estee Lauder bought Aveda. So what they're doing, well, they bought Aveda quite a while ago, and The Body Shop got bought out. These companies that used to say no testing, no animal testing, what these large companies are doing that have done animal testing, like Lancome is one of the worst, and some there's some all the brand names. All L'Oreal is probably, I'd have to say, well, they're all bad. They're all bad, and they're all putting toxic stuff.
Yeah, L'Oreal actually bought The Body Shop.
Okay.
They own The Body Shop, and Body Shop was always the famous harbinger, the flag bearer of the anti-animal testing, and now they have new management, and unfortunately, The Body Shop can't credibly claim that their products are not tested on animals, which is too bad. The Eagle Freedom Project works with a host of companies. We like to promote cruelty-free products, and one line that we are particularly proud to be connected with is Lush Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's, I believe, about 117 Lush stores across the United States. It's great, all handmade, pure ingredients, whole ingredients, non-toxic, and none of it at any stage of development is tested on animals. And I can testify to people out there, somebody who's been using these products for years, I live to tell the tale. Nothing bad has happened to me.
Yeah, and you know,
so
this,
the animal testing wasn't necessary.
Yeah, and this, the actually, Lush Cosmetics started out in Europe. I think it was a British company because I studied in Europe for a while, and everywhere I went, whether it was Scotland or what have you, when I was traveling, Lush Cosmetics was there, and they are beautiful, and they have come to the United States within the past 10 years, and they are fantastic. There's 100% pure. There's so many wonderful companies, Envy, that they're out of Australia. There are so many fabulous companies out there, and you don't have to be putting this junk, you know, on your hair, on your face. Aubrey Cosmetics is also excellent. You can find them at probably most any natural food store, including Whole Foods, and I do buy a lot of Aubrey. You can be rest assured that they are not animal tested. We're naming some names that are very, very quality, good companies, and you'll be blown away by how your hair will start to come back. A lot of women lose their hair. It's because of the toxins and the dangerous chemicals that are in processed, commercially made shampoos and conditioners. People don't understand that. So the point of my show with you, Kevin, today, and with the Beagle Freedom Project, is to, one, highlight the horrors that go on in these animal testing labs, but secondly, to let women and men know that you have choices out there, you know, and you should make those choices and make them with an educated mind so that you can look at the labels. If you see anything like propylene glycol or, you know, FD&C dyes, you know that those ingredients came from a lab where they were tested on an innocent animal. Understand what the ingredients are. And certainly like what you were saying at the Beagle Freedom Project, make sure that that company does not do any animal testing and doesn't buy products that have been animal tested, right?
Correct. And to that end, Beagle Freedom Project is going to be releasing in the next month a long-awaited smartphone app. So the next time you're at a Target or a CVS or something like that, and you need to buy a shampoo, you go up to that shampoo bottle, you scan the barcode, and our app is going to tell you if it was tested on animals or not. And if it was tested on animals, it allows you to take it a step further and send an immediate email to the company protesting that practice, and the app will tell you some alternatives on that shelf that are cruelty-free that you can buy. Now, if the shampoo you've scanned says it's cruelty-free, you buy that shampoo, you can like it, you can share it on all your social media platforms, and create buzz that you're a cruelty-free shopper. And then our goal with this smartphone app is in 6 months to a year, with the analytics component built into it, we're going to be able to approach Procter & Gamble or CoverGirl or Maybelline or whoever and say, look, it from this one app alone, you've lost $1 million in business that went to a direct competitor that doesn't test on animals. Because ultimately, that's what they're going to listen to.
Yeah.
We've been making this argument to them for decades that this is not necessary and it's not ethical, and they don't care. The argument they're going to listen to is it's not cost effective.
We got to go to a break, Kevin. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. I'm having a very important conversation today with Kevin Chase of the Beagle Freedom Project. Check them out, beaglefreedomproject.org. You would be horrified, you would be surprised and shocked, and even I think you would just become downright depressed finding out what they do to these innocent, trusting animals in these horrific laboratories that, you know, honestly, you can't sleep at night when you find out what happens. But you as a consumer can make a difference. And that's what this whole conversation is about today with Kevin. So, Kevin, before we had to go to break, you were talking about this app that you guys have, a smartphone app. Now, is this for the iPhone as well as for the Android?
It's for both, and it's going to be released in a couple weeks, and we're going to be promoting it everywhere because I really think it'll change the way people shop. If they have this app, they can guarantee themselves they will be cruelty-free shoppers with this smartphone app. And not only that, they're going to be able to electronically protest or with their social media platforms promote companies that do and do not test on animals.
That's great.
It has this analytic built into it as well that allows us to track lost sales to companies that test on animals so we can approach them. Because what they listen to, as I was saying before, is the financial bottom line. Mm-hmm. We've been making these arguments to them for years, decades, about the ethics and the science of testing products on animals, and they don't care.
Yeah.
What they do care about is those lost profits. And so that's what we have to show them. And really what Beagle Freedom Project is about is we stage high-profile rescues of beagles in laboratories as a way of telling the stories not just of those individual dogs we're getting out, but all of the animals still kept in laboratories for these purposes. You know, and we use the beagle because, you know, of the 65,000 dogs in U.S. laboratories, 96% are beagles. But then also, the United States of America is a country where 60 million homes are shared with a dog or a cat.
Mm-hmm.
These animals are identifiable and allow for empathy from the average American who may not have otherwise considered this issue. And so we do high-profile rescues to tell the stories of these animals to encourage public scrutiny. Because from public scrutiny comes public criticism. Mm-hmm. And from public criticism comes hopefully policy change. So more energy, money, and resources and time is put into developing modern medicine, modern testing, which already exists but is more expensive. If we put more into it, it can be more cost-effective, and no animals need to suffer.
And it's more accurate, too, by the way, you know?
I agree with that as well.
You know, so what's the name of the app so people can look for it in a couple weeks?
It's called Freegles, and it'll be out in a couple weeks.
So that stands for, it's sort of a take
free
on
Beagles. Yeah,
Freegles. Freegles. Okay, cool. All right, that's really good because we all need to definitely be aware of what we're buying. I certainly am. I have been for quite some time. You know, sometimes you get duped. You know, something says organic on it and you start to read the labels and you think you're going to buy it. And sometimes you do buy it and you get home and you say, oh my gosh, this has some products in it that they obviously bought to sneak in. And it's a product that is dangerous for my skin, but it's also dangerous for the environment and it's dangerous for my health. And guess what? It's been tested on an animal and I don't want to take part in that. You know, it's more than just thinking about one aspect of this. This is a full big picture here. You know, my point here to everybody is when you buy products that are tested on animals, you are being poisoned yourself. Think about that. You are in danger. So the more you start to go in the direction of a conscious lifestyle, the more healthy you're going to get. So that's where I'm going with this with you, Kevin. You know, it's important to me for people to know when you buy these cosmetics, they're buying horror. You know, you're buying something that suffered and died, but it's put into a pretty package, right? Doesn't that make you angry with all that you know, Kevin?
Yeah, we spent about a year putting together and researching every company under the sun and taking it an extra step to make sure that we had absolute assurance from each and every company that their products were cruelty-free to make our criteria, to make our list of cruelty-free products. So you can be guaranteed when this app comes out, it is the it is the flag bearer of cruelty-free lists. And you can keep it on you at all times because you just download it onto your iPhone or your Android or whatever smartphone you have. You'll never have that situation where you're in a store and you're not sure if it was tested on animals or not. This will tell you.
Well, you know what's also horrific is perfumes. Commercial perfumes are primarily made of chemicals. They're no longer made of pressed flowers or essential oils. You can make your own healthy organic perfume yourself from essential oils, and you can also buy non-toxic, purely and honorably made handmade perfumes. They are not commercially advertised, but you'll be blown away at the quality and the incredibleness of them. I have a collection of them, and I also am a collector, and I use my essential oils every single day. They are awesome. They're healers, and they smell so good. So, you know, that's the thing, is there are natural alternatives, and I cannot make that point enough. The founder and president, Shannon Keith, she's an attorney. Everyone's got to go check out ARME.TV. If you want to see undercover horrors of what goes on in animal laboratories, you can find it on ARME.TV. The Beagle Freedom Project attorney, Shannon Keith, has been, you know, also, she founded this as well. I'm so impressed with all that she's done to bring this to light for everyone to think about. But I'm glad that I'm able to utilize the radio to also bring this to people. So, Kevin, what else? What other major areas? What about lawn and garden things? Is it pretty much every aspect of your life you have to start being aware?
Well, there's a few primary areas where animal testing happens. Agrochemicals and petrochemicals is definitely one area. Pharmaceuticals is definitely another area. Household products and cosmetics is a third area. And then academic curiosities. Researchers at universities who get NIH grants, your money, your taxpayer money, to study things like whether or not mice can get addicted to cocaine and the withdrawal effects. If you addict a rhesus macaque monkey to crack cocaine, to see what their withdrawal effects are. You know, this happens in universities for a number of seemingly crazy ideas all the time, but rake in big NIH taxpayer-funded money. And so those are the four main areas of animal testing. But really what Beagle Freedom Project is concerned with is, as much as we have a political and a policy difference with the animal testing community, our approach has been about uplifting the average person on the street. We don't want people thinking they're going to go to our website and see a bunch of horrors. The horrors exist, but what we do is we tell the stories of the survivors, because we find that's a much more poignant message that resonates with the average Joe and Jane Smith on the street, is when they're reminded that dogs, no different than the ones they share their homes and hearts with, are suffering in labs, and we show them one that got out and was seeing the sky for the first time in his life, gingerly walking on grass because he's never felt anything but concrete or stainless steel cages, smelling fresh air, sunshine. It hits people.
Yeah.
And it's this imagery, it's inspiring, it's heartbreaking, it's heart-wrenching, and it's heartwarming. And it can inspire people to take that first step in their lives to doing something to help animals. And it's not a hard first step. It's just, don't buy products tested on animals.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. It's not legally mandated. Like you're saying, most of them aren't even safe because of all the chemical components. So don't do it, and you'll be helping animals in the process. And from there, you can take it a step further and be engaged in the political process and encourage more funding for modern medicine, so no little dog, no beagle, no cat, no rabbit has to suffer for the sake of makeup or detergents or coffee sweeteners. like sucralose.
Yes.
Blend, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, they're all, aspartame included. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad stuff. And, you know, I've talked about that on my show before. You know, the academic interest part is also extremely disturbing because I know Columbia University and some other major universities have had quite a bad track record of doing horrific experiments on animals, such as taking away a baby monkey from her mother, you know, after a day after she's born, and the babies,
sure.
just to see how it is for humans, to see how it is when we're taken away from our mothers. Well, there's plenty of orphans out there you can be studying on a, you know, sociological level. You don't need to be doing that, causing this trauma, this horror to these innocent animals, amongst other things. You know, taking an eye out just to see for, you know, some other academic interest. It's crazy. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles. Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. I'm talking with Kevin Chase from the Beagle Freedom Project. Everyone check out beaglefreedomproject.org. Get involved in this world. You know, Americans are way down on the list on longevity when it comes to comparing the United States to the rest of the world, yet they spend more of their dollars, both tax dollars as well as after-tax dollars of personal income, on quote-unquote what's referred to as healthcare. Now, I've interviewed plenty of naturopathic and natural-minded professionals in the healthcare world, and they've repeatedly said our healthcare system is broken. It's ridiculous. It's based on drugs and surgery that don't do anything. In fact, they hurt you and they kill you. You know, we need to start getting away from the very system itself that's rewarding these laboratories and these universities through the NIH, this horrible funding for animal testing. It is proven to be completely both obsolete, horrifying, and unthinkably unrelated to the American and to the, I have a lot of Europeans who listen to me too, to any human model. It does not go hand in hand with our health and healing, you know? So what do you say to that, Kevin?
Well, I agree with you. I think the animal model is antiquated, and I think American healthcare would be in a much better place if we didn't rely so heavily and put so much money. It's $12 billion. In NIH money, taxpayer money, into animal research. Can you imagine what we could do with $12 billion in terms of prevention care, in terms of educating people about healthy lifestyles instead of addicting primates to crack cocaine and then watching them go through withdrawal effects?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to mention ripping them away from the wild. And these animals are terrified. They're transported in these cargo, these boxes. Many of them don't even arrive alive. They're dead. The torture, the inhumane behavior that we as humans have subjected these innocent living beings to. You know, these are intelligent animals, whether it be a cat or a dog. I have cats. And, you know, I can tell you right now, all my cats are smarter than most people. They are brilliant. Dogs are brilliant. All of the beautiful primates that are wasted. You know, I watched on Army.TV, ARME.TV, and Shannon Keith had put together this amazing, I have to say, one of the best documentaries I've seen on the horrors of animal testing. It showed the death and the torture that these animals go through, and how many of these beautiful primates, they're so friendly and they don't know that they're in a torture chamber. But then after a while, they see their friends being killed in front of them, and they start to retreat to the back of the cage. Now, with that, we all know energy medicine. We all know your environment makes a huge difference on whether or not you're going to be healthy, right? Why is it that they're not extrapolating that information to animal testing? Even the people who are doing animal testing, they don't even recognize that these animals are terrified. That right there puts it out of the model of even being coherent as far as their what they're coming up with in the end. Do you know what I mean?
No, you're right. there is way too many variables that can't be accounted for that kind of invalidate the research model. I hear where you're going with this, and I agree with you. In the normal course of my life, say myself or a loved one suffered from cancer, while we're undergoing treatment or eating healthier and exercising or doing whatever it is we're going to do to fight that cancer cell in our body, mm-hmm. I'm also living a life. I'm moving. I'm breathing fresh air. I'm not in a metal cage in a basement under fluorescent lights 24/7, scared out of my life, scared out of my wits, and confused and separated from family and friends. All of that can factor in to the growth and spread of the disease, mm-hmm. the direction it takes, the reaction it has to medicines. Those are variables that aren't accounted for in how we live our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think you are right, and I think it does, in a lot of respects, invalidate the research method.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that to fullness for us, because it makes me so angry. Sometimes I don't even know how to fully describe what I have seen. And that's how terrible it is. You can't even, you know, it's like I feel sometimes like a veteran, and these animals are veterans. I mean, they are war veterans. They're literally put into, being a prisoner of war. They're tortured every day. You know, how can you come up?
You're right. Well, this is what we do, Ginger. You are right. This stuff is horrible. It's nightmarish. I don't know what kind of sociopathic mind has come up with some of this kind of stuff, especially that Skinner experiment. They're referring to the maternal deprivation study with the baby primate.
Yeah.
It's awful. But what we do at Beagle Freedom Project is, if you go to our website, we're not there to throw gore in your face, to make you lose your lunch, to give you nightmares for years to come. When you go to our website and when you join with our cause, what you see is uplifting stuff, because we are literally negotiating finally and for the first time with some laboratories to get these dogs and cats out and any other animal that they'll give us at the end of the experiment. We hate what they're doing, but we're trying to forge some common ground. We're saying we can argue with you all day long that, you know, my dog shouldn't have to choke down toothpaste before somebody can buy it at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
We can have that difference. We can argue. I think they're wrong. I think they're crazy. But what they can't argue with me about is, after that dog eats that lipstick, if he's okay, he's earned his right to go to a home, sit on a couch, and be a normal dog. He's earned that right. And typically right now, most laboratories just summarily kill him. Yeah. Even if they're healthy and adoptable, they kill them because they don't want the public seeing these images that we're showing. And it's not the gory ones, Ginger. It's the inspiring ones.
Yeah, and you guys were on the news.
Seeing the outside. We've been on many news programs, many newspapers, because our job, our mission, is to tell the stories of animals in laboratories. And we feel there's no better way of telling the stories than letting the animals themselves tell it.
Yeah. When you rescued all those beagles, I think it was somewhere in California, right? And they were seeing grass for the first time. It was heartwarming. It was amazing. And that's actually how I found out about you guys. And thank you so much for the incredible work that you're doing. Everyone has got to check out Beagle Freedom Project, beaglefreedomproject.org. We've been talking with Kevin Chase. You know, we just got started and now the show is over. But you know what? I hope I've inspired people today to really take action. What you buy and put on your body has everything to do with these animals and their welfare. Thank you for listening. God bless.